Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 4th. Today's devotion is entitled, More of Jesus, Less of Me. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. He must increase, but I must decrease. The Apostle John recorded that John the Baptist spoke these words to his disciples as they wrestled with Jesus gaining more followers. Rather than reacting with jealousy or insecurity, John the Baptist responded with joyful humility. He understood that his role as the forerunner was always temporary and preparatory. His ministry was never about building his own name, but about pointing others to Christ. When Jesus began to increase in prominence, John did not see this as a loss, but as the fulfillment of his purpose. His decrease was not failure. It was mission accomplished. He recognized a divine necessity in the rise of Christ, and he willingly yielded to it, aligning himself with God's greater redemptive plan. We are often tempted to measure success by visibility, influence, or recognition. Yet this verse calls us to a different standard. Our calling is not to build our own platform, but to exalt Christ in preaching, in leadership, and in our daily discipleship. The goal is that Jesus would be seen more clearly through us. Decreasing does not mean thinking less of ourselves as if we have no value. It means placing Christ at the center and ourselves in proper alignment. It is thinking more of Jesus and less about ourselves altogether. When He increases in our lives, we are freed from striving for attention and approval. We find joy in pointing others to Him. This is the pathway of faithful ministry and true fulfillment. More of Jesus, less of me. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess that we often seek our own recognition instead of Your glory. Teach us to walk in humility so that Christ would get the glory in every area of our lives. Align our hearts with Your purpose so that all we say and do points to Jesus. Make us faithful servants who find joy in lifting Him up. In Jesus' name, amen.